turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. And turn to the 27th chapter. Chapter 27. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it shall be the day when you pass over Jordan into the land the Lord has given you. These people had come out of Egypt. They knew who they were. They didn't know what they were, and that they had come to the place that they would eat anything to stay alive. They were slaves. They were delivered. But now they need to learn. So this is show and tell. There's about 2 million of them. Can you imagine that many people shouting one thing? So he put them, you can read it all for yourself. There were two mountains, Ebal and Gerizim. Now, Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all of Israel, saying, take heed and hearken and so forth. You shall therefore obey the voice of the Lord God and do his commandments and his statutes that I command. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you come over Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. Well, we know that Jesus is of the tribe of Judah, and Saul of Tarsus, which became the apostle Paul, was of the tribe of Benjamin. So they're on the blessing mountain. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say, now they're shouting across this valley. Now, I want you to look at this. Here it is. There's the blessing mountain. Now, see all the things growing up here and the houses that are up there? That's Shechem in the middle in that valley there. That's the blessing mountain. Mount Ebal, the cursed mountain, look at the difference. I mean, they're still there today. That all alkaline on that side of that mountain, it's just bare. The blessing is over here. They could see that. So you've got something like 1 million people over here and 1 million over there. Whew. So now here they start. Cursed be the man that makes any graven or molded image and abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the crowd. And all the people said, amen. Dear Lord, that valley is ringing with all of that. Curse be he that moves the landmark of the, amen. Curse be he that make a bind of the, amen. Whew. Oh man, that's some bad stuff. But now wait a minute. And it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do his commandments, which I command me this day, that the Lord will set you high above all nations. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord God. Amen. Blessed be the blessed. This is the way they learned this. Far too many preachers don't start here where it began. And far too many preach those curses because of the way it's worded. All these blessings shall come on you and so forth. Blessed shall you be in the city. Amen. Blessed you be in the field. Blessed you be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle and the increase of your kind. Not K-I-N-D, K-I-N-E. Kind. What is that? These are agricultural people. All of your farm machinery, your oxen and whatever you need, your kind. What is it you need? What kind of kind do you need in your household, in your church? Sound equipment? New parking lot? That's your kind. Praise God. You're blessed in that area. Praise God. And now then, the Lord will cause your enemies rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They come out against you one way and flee seven. The Lord shall command the blessing on you and your storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto. He shall bless you in the land which the Lord giveth thee. The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. There's the key right there. And all of this blessing, it'll make you plenteous in goods and the fruit of your body and in the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, the land where you swear the Lord shall open his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain under your land in the season and bless all the work of your hand. And you'll lend to many nations and not borrow. You'll lend and not borrow. You will be the head and not the tail. You will be above only and shall not be beneath if you hearken to these commandments. You can go all the way through this blessing. Now look at this. If you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, but it will come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and do all of his commandments this day, cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall you be. Now we know what's going on. This is being shouted across that valley. Now look at this. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he has consumed you from the land, whether you go. Now, I want you to notice. It shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. It will come to pass, if you don't hearken to the his commandments, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. So the Lord doesn't have to command it on you. But that's the way it's worded. So it's not wrong. But you need to understand that. But then you'll have preachers say, see there, I tell you, God will curse you and God will put something on you. No. Go to the book of Galatians, Hoss, before you start that. So he go over all of this, all of it, consumption, fever, inflammation. So, John and Kelly were small. We still lived in that little project house out south town there. And I called him in. I said, we're going to take us a flu shot. John's eyes got big. He didn't know whether he wanted to do that or not. So I opened my Bible there. And I opened it up over here to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. And it is amazing to me how many Christians don't even know this exists. So I just held it like this. I said, all right now, folks. Now, kids, now look, there's consumption or tuberculosis and fever and inflammation, extreme burning. I said, now that's the flu. Uh-huh. I said, do you see that that is under the curse? I said, now come over here to 61st verse. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. So, I mean, any sickness, whatever it is. COVID-19 was right there. So I said, all right. But I said, now, kids, listen to this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing, say the blessing,
blessing.
The blessing,
blessing,
the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive what the Spirit promised through faith. I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Amen. Glory to God. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And we just went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And Kelly, which 2 years older than John, as long as they lived under our roof, they never did get sick. Now, Kelly later came in one day from school. She just walked in. She said, Daddy, I've just been fighting the flu symptoms all day. And this just popped out of my mouth. I said, Kelly, we are not the sick. We are the healed. And the devil is trying to take your health away from you. Don't forget that. By his stripes, we were healed. She said, I'll be right back. She went in her bedroom. And she stayed in there for a while. And by the time we had supper, she had no symptoms. Well, she still does it. That's what you do. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. And we have used it and used it and used it. I use it all the time. That curse is threefold. Spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. It's all in there. You can read it for yourself. The blessing is threefold. Spiritual life. You get born again under this one. Divine health or healing and miracles. And outstanding prosperity. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Now, since we've had no debt all of these years, there's a lot of years involved in this. We've had no debt all of these years. Glory to God, I'm telling you. And it'll work for anybody that'll work it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Now then, Philippians 3:10. And we're going to receive our healing. Philippians 3:10. That you may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. You believe that?
Yes.
All right, stand to your feet. I mean, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. And the power of God is going to flow in here. And those of you online, I mean, you stand up. Don't go to the kitchen right now. No, no, no. Get back in here where you belong. Amen. You stand up like we do. and the aisles are open. You need to run, run. Praise God. Do something you couldn't do. And say this, I mean boldly, I have been made alive in Christ. I have been made alive in Christ. He was raised up from the dead. He was raised up from the dead. I was raised up with him.
I was raised up with him.
I'm seated in heavenly places.
I'm seated in heavenly places.
I have received his resurrection life. Resurrection life is energizing my spirit.
Resurrection life is energizing my spirit.
Energizing my soul.
Energizing my soul.
Energizing my body.
Energizing my body.
Resurrection life is working in my body right now.
Resurrection life is working in my body now.
I'm getting stronger every day.
I'm getting stronger every day.
My eyes are seeing clearer. My ears are hearing better.
My ears are hearing better.
My mind is functioning better.
My mind is functioning better.
My mind is functioning stronger.
My mind is functioning stronger.
My bones.
My bones.
My organs.
My organs.
My nerves.
My nerves.
My ligaments.
My ligaments.
My joints.
My joints.
My heart.
My heart.
My lungs.
My lungs.
My brain,
my brain,
my blood
is being supercharged
with the resurrection life of God. No disease can touch me.
No
sickness can enter my body.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live. Not yet, not I. But Christ, the anointed one, lives in me. And the life that I now live
in the flesh,
I live by the faith
of the Son of God,
who loved me
and gave himself for me.
The Spirit that defeated death.
Hell in the grave
is living in me now. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead
is in me.
Resurrection life is making my life, my mortal flesh. The resurrection life of Jesus is made manifest in my body now.
Jesus is alive.
And so am I.
I am healed.
From the crown of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
Now, devil, I take authority over you. You have already fled, and you are out of here. I just want to remind you that you have no part of this. You are gone. Glory to God. Ministering angels, go do things. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. I said glory, glory, glory. Knees are being healed right now. Glory to God. Backs are being healed. Ears are being healed. Sinus problems are being healed. 25 people, 40, 50, 60, 7, 85 people have been healed of, 95 people have been healed of sinus problems. Right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, I say. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. That Praise God. Anybody that's had any problem with your liver, just put your hand there. Glory to God. We speak to this thing. Hallelujah. Now, I've had people ask me, do you put anything on your hair? Well, certainly. You should have seen it when I got up this morning. No, I mean, do you put anything on there to cover up the gray? No. It began to show some gray. So I just started speaking to it. And I walk up there to the mirror and I say, Lord, thank you for my beautiful hair. Now, I'm not against having gray hair, but here's what the Lord directed me. He said, it's part of your testimony the older you become. You give that testimony so that people know that there's power there. Hallelujah. Speak to your hair. There was a woman. She went through chemo. Of course, all of her hair came out. She said, now, Lord, I want a testimony. So she said, when my hair comes back in, I want it all to be snow white and silver and beautiful. So she began to speak to it. I have beautiful white silver hair. And it began to grow and it began to grow. And you know what happened? She had the most gorgeous hair, I tell you. And it just came back in, just this flowing, brilliant white and silver. Just like she said. We learn to use our words as blessings and weapons. We have the name of Jesus as a weapon. There's somebody there. There's some pain right in here in the area of the liver and the back right across here. Is that you? Stand up. Put your hand there. Tell me about it.
I've had pain in my muscles for about a month now, I guess, and to the place I couldn't sleep. And so I was like, all right. And I've been what you have said tonight is what I've been put into practice in my life. I had been having ringing in the ears, and every time that I would have ringing in the ears, I'm like, nope, I'm not under the curse, I'm under the blessing. And I would call it stop, and a few seconds it would stop. I said, don't come back, and it stopped completely.
Check that out now. Check it out. It's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone. Yes, sir. Give the Lord praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning before I left, I said, Lord, I'm believing for my healing. That's all I said. And I came in here this morning and my muscles were tense. My shoulder muscles was tense. And I was like, no, I don't want this. I don't want this at all. I don't want it. And one of the Brother Copeland gave the word, said somebody's muscles in the lower back are being healed. And I raised my hand and I said, that's me. And it's completely gone. And whenever I walked out a while ago, my muscles and my shoulder were even tense. They're not now. So I'm praising God that He's still the healer. And regardless of what you're going through today, or whether it be physical or whatever, God's still the healer. He's still the deliverer. And he wants and he has healed all of us.
God loves you and knows what you're going through. In the teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland unpacks the promises of God to you, a born-again believer. He walks you through the healing ministry of Jesus to understand the perfect will of God for your life. Learn how to cast the care of the situation, the pain, and the worry onto your Savior. Run to your Heavenly Father and understand how to be fully persuaded in your faith to be made completely whole. Receive your healing by building up your faith through the Word. God's perfect love for you casts out all fear. Believe the love He has for you and give Him your situation, addiction, and sickness in exchange for His healing, peace, and freedom. Find out God's direction for your life and see His unconditional love for you. Build your faith to be whole, starting by feeding your spirit on the Word. Get ready to be made whole. Become fully persuaded that living by faith is the life for you. Request your free copy of Faith to be Made Whole, the teaching series by Kenneth Copeland. Discover the keys to receiving from God by faith to live a healed and whole life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When the storms of life try to come against us, thank God we have the name of Jesus, the name which is above every name. Philippians 2, 10 through 11 states that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This week, Brother Copeland is teaching us how to keep God's commandments and doing His word, which leads us into His healing. If you need prayer for healing or anything else, call our prayer line. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the word of God. As they pray for you, receive God's covenant promises of healing and wholeness. God's word is final authority concerning your situation, and you can know with full assurance that it is God's will for you to be healed. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.